Hello, Dan here. Somebody out there?
Yep, we're here. Susan
hey,
Jack and Baxter.
Okay, Dana Baxter?
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. So you got on, no problem?
Yeah.
Hey, this is pretty cool.
It is.
Kind of nice that you don't have to, you know, fix your hair or anything. Or you brush your teeth.
I've got my sweatpants on.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, we'll give everybody a couple more minutes, and I am going to record this I'm going to try. Because there was some people who said, you know, I'm busy, I can't do that right now, but I'd like to listen. And in doing so, I'll try to figure out how to snap it to our website.
Okay.
So, and here in a minute, what I can do, too, is if we have several people get on, I can mute all the lines at once, and that way we can kind of share. But if there's only a few of us, it won't be necessary, so we can talk back and forth.
Cool.
So, anyway. So you guys got a group of you around the phone or just by yourself?
At Baxter, it's just me, Susan.
Okay, just you.
Yeah. At Lakeside is Carol and Lori.
Hey, hi, Carol and Lori.
Hi.
We were trying to come up with radio names for our DJ voices, but we couldn't.
Well, you know, we have Bill J here.
Bill J. Oh, that's right. Do you remember WHB out of Kansas City?
Oh, yes. I met old.
Oh, that was on the AM side.
Yeah. He was not.
Oh, he was. He was a famous radio guy, wasn't he, Mr. Dooling?
I'm telling you. I know I look so young, but I'm really not. Oh, golly. Well, did I hear somebody else ding in there?
Dan, this is Linda Canole, and Cherry Hudson and I are here from Pittsburgh Middle School.
Fantastic. Thanks for dialing in.
You sounded good on Sunday afternoon.
Well, thanks. I saw you grooving out there. While everybody's kind of coming on board, we have our round table here with our phone. We've got Kathy and Judy, Smarto, and Greg, and Larry and I. So about another minute, and then we'll get to cranking. Anybody else new on the line coming on?
Yeah, some of us from the center.
Yay, the center. You could probably hear me from here. Gosh.
Hey, Patty, are you there from the center?
She is not.
Oh, shucks. Okay, well, tell her that Ferguson still has her chair.
Tell her what?
That Lori Ferguson still has her green chair.
Okay.
Anybody from Arma on?
Yep, Trisha Marianne is from Arma.
We thought we saw you dial in. It's kind of interesting about this little process. I was looking for a free service, and I saw that they had this service, and it was highly recommended by the, what's the company that sells all the cosmetics? You can drive the pink car.
Mary Kay.
Yeah, Mary Kay. And the Mary Kay folks were having a conference down in Dallas, and they said it was a great service, and I thought, man, if all those gals say it's a great service, it's a great service. Well, I'll tell you what, to be cognizant of everybody's time, I'm going to go ahead and get started, and it sounds like the lines are pretty quiet. I'm not going to mute them so we can talk back and forth. What happens is we have a monthly meeting with the state, with all the directors in the state, and you can get 100 people on, and you'll hear things like, hey, give me the donuts or something like that. And they have to try to mute all the lines, but let's just leave it wide open for right now, and that way we can talk back and forth. First of all, thanks so much for hopping online. I hope you got the agenda okay, and this is our first time out. We'll kind of see how it rolls. So we're going to start with Kathy. Kathy's going to talk a little bit about some para things. We're going to start with timesheets.
Yeah. The things I'm talking about are basically just I want to reinforce things that I've been saying all along. Just a reminder to keep your timesheets through the end of the month. That's for teachers and for paras as well. Run them from the first to the last and then put them in the last working day of the month. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Good on
yes.
that. Okay. Also, Kathy, parapersonal leave requests.
Yeah, just to make sure that you remember that we've taken the principal off of the personal leave for the paras. So once you sign it as a teacher, give it back to them, have them fax it over to us so we can get it in that timely fashion. It needs to be here in our office 24 hours ahead of time.
Para logs, in-service logs?
Just a reminder on that, that all the paras, the new paras, the returning paras, get that log A, B, D with the bloodborne pathogens, all of those things completed as quickly as possible.
Okay, and I think we have para evaluations.
Same, new paras, 90 days, get those in. Returning paras, April 15th, I believe.
Okay, and just interlocal services.
Just to make sure that you check once in a while the in-service on the index and our website. I'm going to try to update that, and I'm going to add the CPR classes. And so check that periodically for new things coming up.
Just a quick check-in. Can you guys hear Kathy okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All righty. Judy Smarto's here with us, and she's going to talk about just some insurance updates.
Just want to let you know I've had some phone calls from new parents and people who've changed the insurance, wanting to know where their new cards are. And I had a few in the mail today, and they should be coming out, so hopefully by next week we'll have most of those out. So if your para or yourself hasn't received your card by at least Friday of next week, give me a call. We'll kind of see where they're at.
Any questions about insurance, anybody? Okay. Move on to timesheets.
I just want to remind the professionals to be sure you use the current timesheet and also be sure and put your name and your number. We have a few timesheets that come in with maybe just a number or name and no number. So it's very important, and it speeds the process up if you have your name and number on your timesheet. And also the paraprofessionals, they have a calendar on the back of the timesheet. It's very important that timesheet comes in with that calendar. And if that calendar shows 115 hours that week, they need to flip it over and make sure that's what the calendar says for that month. Somehow they're not working that, we really need to email Kathy or myself and let us know they've had a change in hours or something's going on with their timesheet. It's very important that they also have their name and number on their timesheets. Oh, sick leave. Also, we've stressed to them, a lot of times somebody will put left at 11:30, left at noon, only worked a half a day. Well, it's hard, you know, when you're entering that sick leave, you have to stop and figure that. It's easy if you just have, I use six hours of sick leave or I use 5 hours. It's very important they have the number of hours that they missed. And also for the teachers also. If you missed a half a day, put, I missed 4 hours. That way we can calculate it. Because otherwise, if we have to stop and calculate it, I'll probably calculate high. So it's to their benefit to calculate it the right way. So that's
okay, so
all you do.
I have a question on that then. So the professionals are also on an hourly rate,
no,
basically?
No. But when you turn your timesheet in and you've missed 2 hours, it's on a day, but it's a certain percentage that I'm going to put down for sick leave.
I see.
So, but if you just turn in, say, I was gone 3/4 a day or a half a day, I'm not really for sure, did you miss 4 hours or did you miss 3 hours?
Okay.
And I don't want to shortchange anybody. So it's best if you put exactly how many hours you were gone when it comes to sick leave.
But if it's a full day for a professional,
then just put full day and I'll know.
Okay.
And it's just that way I'll know it's just one day.
Good questions, you guys. Any other questions for Judy?
We have the same medical reimbursement cards, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, unless you're new. But yes, they unless it the expiration date, and if that's the case, then they'll send you out a new one.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's all Judy had to share today. And if you think of a question when we're finished here, feel free. We'll have a little Q&A at the end of that. Greg Kubler's here. We're going to start off with reevaluation dates and forms. Greg?
Good afternoon. Got a couple of things related to WebKids. One of the things that we've been noticing is that reevaluation dates on the second page of the IEP document on WebKids, there's a date screen. What we're frequently encountering is that a reevaluation was done, or Form 204, which is reevaluation not needed, was executed or completed at the meeting, and not getting the dates changed on the dates page. So what happens then is as that IEP goes in, it looks like the reevaluation was late. And, of course, that's one of the indicators that we're held accountable for is timeliness. So want to make sure that anytime a reeval is done or that form is completed, waiving the reeval, that we change the date. Also, very important to, if you're the primary provider, you should have a button on the first page of the IEP that allows school psychologists and school nurses, others, to have access to that document. School sites will frequently print a reevaluation list if they are not added as an auxiliary user. They do not have access to that IEP, and they'll miss them when they roll those dates out. So make sure as you go in and look at your kids' IEPs that the right people are on that auxiliary list. Also, if you're not getting WebKids due dates emailed to you, you know, the system is supposed to do that where it sends you an email as an IEP annual review date is coming up. If you're not getting those, when you log into WebKids and that first page pops up after you log in, there is a button, I think, that says Edit User Profile. I believe it's the second one down. And you can click on that and go in and see what address is the system has for you. If you've changed positions or your school district has changed the format of their email addresses, you might not be getting those. So if you're not getting them, go in there and check, and you can update that email address.
I think, too, Greg, didn't we talk about if they are just stuck, call Glenda, call Amy, call
right.
One of us here. We'll figure it out. Sometimes you also get these districts that will have filters, and sometimes those filters will do some wonky things, and so you just got to be careful.
Yeah, might end up in your junk or something.
Yeah.
Okay, the last thing that I wanted to mention is if you are a secondary teacher and you're working with juniors and seniors, I sent out an email. If you did not get one, feel free to shoot me an email and I'll get you the information. But we're going to do a disability mentoring day on October 26th here in Pittsburgh at the Presbyterian Church at 6th and Pine. And that is an opportunity for students with disabilities to come in and meet business leaders, community folks, university, community colleges. They'll do some interviews, talk about appropriate dress, and just in general have an opportunity to link into those post-secondary services and folks. One of the things that we did is meet with the DMD folks and visited with them about making this a better opportunity. I talked to some teachers who felt like maybe in the past it was always not geared appropriately for our students. So we tried to address that, and we're adding some topics like if you've got a Facebook page and you've got stuff on there that you shouldn't have and you're trying to seek employment, how's that going to affect you? So if you're interested in your kids attending, shoot us an email, RSVP, and we'll get them signed up for that.
Any questions, you guys, for Greg on any of that or anything that's popped up recently, compliance, anything that you need some questions for we can research? Awesome. Good, great. Oh, go ahead. Somebody had a question?
No, I just laughed because everybody's just like dead silent.
I know. Wow. Well, it's 3:45.
Yeah.
True.
I might also add, if you're, one of the things Kathy Davidson and I have worked on a little bit is trying to add resources, web resources, to our links on our homepage. And if you come across teaching tools, behavioral strategies, things that you think are pretty neat and maybe others would benefit from, if you'll email Kathy or I, we'll sure get those on our links page as well.
Thanks, Greg. Moving on, Larry wanted to sing a short song for you today.
It'll be at the end.
It'll be at the end. But we're going to wait. We feel that may not be appropriate at this time. Just a quick reminder that as you're working through the number of minutes on an IEP with students and you have some type of major schedule change in your building, maybe they are doing the math XYZ program and you have to do, you know, this many minutes to that many minutes, and it's hard to figure out how to get coverage for kids, and you're kind of running into needing to do some brainstorming, feel free to give, first of all, your building administrators are great about trying to figure out how to make that happen, but if you're kind of stuck, always feel free to give Larry, Greg, or I a call, because sometimes what happens is just we're sometimes a little farther away from the fire, and we can brainstorm and come up with some ideas of how to make that run with the, you know, the current staff you've got. So just something to think about. Verification list, Glenda, Amy just said, I think those are out there, if you have them, if you can make sure those are cleaned up and then sent back to them, they would appreciate that. Kids numbers, the KIDS numbers, Amy sent me a little note here just saying, can you please be sure to remind everybody to get the KID ID number on the tip page? Because those, I believe they will not flow forward at all unless they have that kid's number. Where do you typically get your kid's numbers from?
Secretary.
Okay. Okay. Do some of you have access to PowerSchool and that kind of thing?
No.
No. Okay. Some do, some don't. Secretaries hand them out. But if you're running into a snag finding those, usually I think that's the best place to start is your building secretary. They have access to that.
If we don't have a kid's number when we do the original IEP, does that mean when we get the kid's number, we need to do a new tip and send it over?
Thoughts, guys?
Are you asking if you sent the information in without the number and then you later obtained it, would you send a new tip in? Is that it?
Right.
Probably so, because without that tip number, the information in our system does not migrate into the new
CANDIS
system and such. So, CANSERV.
CANSERV, sorry.
So either that or I suppose you could probably the tip form would probably be the best way to do it.
Yeah, that's a good question. Other questions about that?
We still are having trouble getting our kids' numbers.
Yeah, getting kid numbers?
Yes.
And that sometimes I have people getting them from tech directors, some from the building. I'm a longtime building guy. Usually I had access in my building office through some kind of SASE or PowerSchool or some kind of software. I got to really hold on. Larry's pulling the bit here, wanting to sing, so hold on, everybody. Stay on just to state assessment data. If you are, all the buildings have access to each of their individual students, which are core students, on how they fared on their state reading and math, especially reading and math state assessments. If your building or you or your building principal are having trouble accessing that, check with us. We'll see if we can't drill down and find that data for you. I know it. Some people are more data savvy than others as far as finding it. There is a report that principals can go to online that gives you all the students' data. It's a secured site, and there's a report called a DART report, a DART report, and that's a good starting place. But if you're having trouble getting that for your own individual students with active IEPs, just let us know. Questions or thoughts about the data?
I have a comment.
Yep.
Larry, this is Susan in Baxter, and Larry brought me a printout of the students and how they did on each indicator.
Mm-hmm.
However, I wanted to look at that and look at compared to our state standards, and because it's not broken down what benchmark, and it's kind of confusing on how what specifically it was that I did not cover very well, obviously, because several of my kids did poorly on a few indicators. So maybe sometime I could just talk with Larry and he could help me figure this out.
Yes. We've been having a little trouble finding that information also, Susan. We had it last spring. It was on the state website last spring, and they've taken a lot of that stuff off.
Okay.
So
okay.
We recognize that as a problem and are continuing to try to get something. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
You've got the indicator number. You just don't know what the indicator is.
Exactly.
But we are still trying to get that lined up.
Okay, thank
you. If there's anybody out there that might have a list like that, why we'd be interested in getting a copy of it.
Anybody have that out there? Well, if not, I tell you another resource, that because I asked that very question, Susan, at when I was over at the director's slash superintendent's Greenbush meeting, the once a month.
Uh-huh.
And it was shared with me. Who told me they had that? If you call Greenbush and talk to their curriculum folks, I think somebody was way ahead of the curve, and they downloaded all that, and they stored it, and now that it's gone, they still have it. So a call to Greenbush, and I don't know why the name Terry keeps popping up in my mind.
Okay.
Last name. So that might be an option.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. Any questions you all have out there? We're getting close to the end of our time. We'll be respectful of your time. Well, just some quick feedback. We're just trying this out. It may or may not be of value for some. Anything that I can do to tweak this to make it better, I'd be happy to. Let me hear what you got.
Better make Kubler sit closer to the mic next time. He's too quiet.
Okay, that sounds like a reasonable. He's kind of got a tall voice. I almost said loud mouth, but we could do that.
Thanks, Lori.
You're welcome.
He recognized your voice. That's crazy.
Might not be a good thing.
Yeah. Well, if not, we appreciate all of you that got online and took a listen. We're going to maybe try this either once a month or every other month. I'll send out an email with a reminder. And we'll kind of get the current topics around the table and go from there. Any other questions you want us to look for or research before we hang out? Yeah, is this an okay time, bad time?
It's okay.
Okay. I was trying to get it before, I mean, most kids are gone, but before you need to roll and that kind of thing.
Yeah, our bell rings at 3:30, so.
Maybe 3:40 might even be more accommodating, huh?
Might be.
Okay.
Because I had to, like, kick my kids out a couple minutes early and say, okay, go with the para.
Yeah, watch out for the cars, kids.
Yeah, I have a teleconference. I got to get out of here, so.
It sounds great, you guys. Thanks for tapping in, and I'll see if I can get this snap to our website.
Cool.
Thank you.
Good. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
See ya.